know? In brackets, the ping pong song. Time 106.6, 14 minutes past 8 this morning. Hope you're well. It's a Tuesday morning, just about to leave for school, work or college. Keep us on. We've got the headline hit just around the corner. But Taylor Swift is back in the news again this morning, James. This time, it's all about the rights to her music once again. You know how you can have on your phone Periscope, which is basically live video streaming from Twitter. Have you seen that app?
Yes, I have seen
it.
Yes. Yeah.
Taylor Swift
it,
is
yeah.
now not happy that fans are Periscoping her concerts.
Oh, sorry, Taylor.
She has sent, or she's got her management company to send notes to Periscope asking them to remove links to any footage that has been taken at one of Taylor's live shows.
Oh, dear. Controversy.
Now, I get what she's saying about the rights to her music, but let's be honest, if you're broadcasting something live that you filmed in a concert on your phone, it's not exactly going to be broadcast quality. It's never going to affect the DVD sales of her concert, is it?
Although I always kind of wondered that. You know, people will pay for quality. They won't. If you sort of get some rip-off DVD and you can see, like, people's heads in the way between, you know, you and the cinema screen, it's just not going to be worth it. What's
yeah.
the point in watching it? Just, you know, pay the full price, just get a nice
I mean, Taylor
screen.
Swift has stood up to Spotify about her rights.
Yeah.
And she removed her music from Spotify over that. She stood up to Apple Music about her rights. The thing is, though, Taylor Swift, we live in 2015. People can live video stream it. What does she expect people to do? I mean,
it's going to harm her brand, Mark.
Oh, rubbish. Utter rubbish. Your brand isn't even that good, I don't think.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Did you just say that about Taylor Swift?
Controversy.
Gosh.
So, there you go. Taylor Swift back in the news this morning, having a go at Periscope this morning about live streaming. I tell you what, James, should we live stream on Periscope the 5:30 headlines now?
Yeah.
Or
well,
will you email them and ask them to take it down immediately?
You can. If you want to live stream my headlines, you may do that. I'll give
yes.
you commercial rights.
Thanks, James. We'll shake on that, shall we?
There we are.
There we
shaking.
Are.
Done.
So, we will Periscope the 5:30 headlines read by James Bridges.
If anyone's interested.
If anyone is interested, they will be Periscoped today. We'll be right back.